Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is new things. Each of my guests will be giving us information, a new information, or a new way to look at an old subject. My first guest understands how to make businesses grow. He's the former U.S. chairman and CEO of Publicis Worldwide, a French multinational advertising and communications company. It's one of the big three global advertising agencies, the others being Omnicom and WPP. We'll discuss ideas from his book titled The Inside Advantage, the strategy that unlocks the hidden growth in your business. My second guest has firsthand experience in Afghanistan as a reporter for ABC News. She's an expert on women's economic development in war-torn regions. We'll discuss the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, Afghanistan's future, and the cultural changes going on there because of women entrepreneurs from her book, The Dressmaker of Kher Kahan. My third guest is a former disc jockey and music historian. He answers some of life's most perplexing questions about music. He'll provide a fascinating look at TV theme songs over the years from information he's gathered on his website, songfacts.com. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Robert H. Bloom, is the former advertising and communications executive and author. He ran the U.S. operations of Publicis, a centerpiece of the $4.6 billion global marketing and services company. He helped craft and implement the growing strategies of some of the world's largest companies and brands, including BMW, L'Oreal, Nestle, Southwest Airlines, T-Mobile, and Novartis' brands Theraflu and TriMedic. Welcome to the show, Robert. How are you today?
Thanks, Billy. I appreciate your having me back on the show.
Well, it's glad to have you back. You're a thought leader in business. Clearly, you've been successful. And I want to tap into your knowledge. I want to tap into the brain trust that is Robert Bloom and ask you about business in this environment. I mean, during turbulent economic times like this, Robert, a company's focus has got to be razor sharp. There's no room or margin for error there. But many companies are struggling to find new customers outside of their existing customer base. And then that's not where the gold lies, according to you in your book. You recommend mining your existing customer base to find hidden opportunities. Explain what you mean by this strategy. Why do you call it the inside advantage, Robert?
I call it the inside advantage because every business I've ever seen or touched, from small companies, entrepreneurial companies to large ones, from B2B to consumer, all have something inside their business that they do very well and better than most of their competition. It's usually a hidden strategic asset, a way of working, a process of an idea that they use that they've really not formulated into a powerful asset. And that's their inside advantage. And I believe if you find your inside advantage, make it stronger, and capitalize on it, you will grow your business.
Well, Robert, and that's very sound, and now's a good time for introspection when you've got an economy the way it is. Certainly, looking inside is going to be less costly than trying to find new markets and new customers. However, even some of your best customers at a time like this are buying less than they did before. Cash is king. So how do you discover the hidden potential in existing customers that are going to be instinctively wanting to buy less from you?
Well, I think focusing on current customers is the first and highest priority of any business. If you've got a bucket that's leaking and the customers are going out the door, what you need to do is to embrace those customers and make them feel just as loved today as they did when they first met you maybe months or days or weeks or years ago. And protecting those customers is your really first obligation. Before you look around for any new customers, before you do anything, because those customers, if you can turn them into advocates for your business, if you can turn them into referrals for your business, if you can get them to rebuy, repurchase, that's a much less costly process than running after new customers all the time. Don't misunderstand me. I think mining for new customers is important, but your priority is protect your customer base now. That's the first thing you can do. Then we can talk about how you can get them to buy more from your business.
All right, sage advice. We're talking to Robert Bloom, author of the book The Inside Advantage, The Strategy That Unlocks the Hidden Growth in Your Business. So let's peel back the curtain, if we can, Robert, and take a look at what you call the inside advantage. There are some core things that you need to do, whether you're a company that's big or small. How do you go about discovering your inside advantage?
It's a good question, Billy, and you always ask good questions. So the first thing that you need to do is to focus on who is your core customer. That customer you cannot live without. And notice I said customer, not customers. You want to identify one person that represents your core customer, someone that you know, perhaps one of your best or biggest or longest customers. And why is he sticky to your business? Why is she come back for more? What makes them the best customer? And identify them. And what you want to be able to do is do this in a very few words, 15 or 20 words. Many people write long words. You don't want that. You want it very short, because clarity comes from brevity. And you want to identify their emotional component. What is it that they're worried about? What is it that they're really frightened about? Or what is it they want or need or aspire to? When you know that, you'll be able to sell them and get them to be your customer. So the first task is always, who is your current core customer? And how do you get more of those? There are more of those out there.
Sure, there are, Robert. Let's drill down on that concept, because when you say look at your core customer, most people today would immediately go to their customer list, look for the customer that's spending the most money with them, and that identify that customer as the core customer. Doesn't necessarily have to be the customer spending the most money with you, though, does it?
No, absolutely not. What you want to be able to do, Billy, is it just, you know, kind of close your eyes and picture that customer. What's he or she like? What kind of car do they drive? What's driving them in their business? What's their ambition for their business? What's their emotional content? When you know what the customer wants, you can sell that customer and keep that customer as an enduring customer and someone who will advocate your business. So it's not necessarily the biggest. It's the customer that is the stickiest to you, really, who loves coming back to you, who really is very, 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 very bound to your business. That's what you want.
All right. So the customer, the core customer, then might not be your biggest customer in terms of dollar volume, but it might be the customer with whom you've got the longest relationship. Or it might be the customer with whom is least likely to complain when things are good or bad. It also could be some customer who is going to go out and become your advocate, because you mentioned that in your earlier answer. You want somebody who's going to brag on your company a little bit. Again, helping us to identify some of those core capabilities, what other things should we look for in that core customer, Robert?
Well, once you identify the customer, and this little analogy may help you. You know, if you're going on vacation and you don't know where you're going, it's unlikely you're going to get there. So it's all about who is that customer. That's the first step. The second step is, What is your uncommon offering? What is it that you what is it that you do that you provide to that customer that makes him or her really want to come back to you? And again, in 15 or 20 words, identify what is this hidden asset that you've got inside. And let me say very specifically and underscore it. You don't have to be bigger than competition. You don't have to be better than competition. What you have to be is different from competition. No one can name a category today that isn't overflowing with competition. So if you don't sell me Billy, I'll go to Charlie or Sarah or somebody else. I know that. So what you have to do is to have a difference and celebrate that difference. And that's what you want in your what I call the what. How do you sell that what to the who that you identified? And that means you've got to be able to sell that them on that emotional basis. And therefore, what your what is has to have some emotional content in it.
All right, Robert, to clarify this for my listeners, let's pick a company and let's identify what the what is for that company. And I'm going to pick a company who went from a market capitalization that was relatively small in 2001 to become the number one company by market capitalization in the technology space today, and that is Apple Computer. Along the way, it overcame Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, Oracle, and others that were much, much larger than they were to become the number one in the technology space. So what is the what that Apple provides that allowed them in 10 short years to leapfrog the rest?
Apple has created a nation of people who want cool. So in one word, this is the what, it's cool. All of their products are cool. They never talk technology. They never talk price. They never talk about how it functions. They leave the functionality and technology and all those kinds of things, even though they're important. They never talk about them. It's Steve Jobs standing up there holding that really cool device, that iPhone or that iPad, and he's created a nation of cool. Look, let me just prove it to you. We all hear about when they launch a new product, people stay up all night and camp out, wait for that product. And they're there because they've decided their niche was cool. And let everybody run around trying to out-technology them, but what they're really selling is cool with very good and great technology. But it's cool, cool, cool. That's it.
Well, that's a very cool answer. We're talking to Robert Blum, author of the book, The Inside Advantage. Okay, Robert, we identify who the core customer is. We identify our uncommon offering. What's the next step in The Inside Advantage?
It's a good question. The next section is how. How do I sell what to who? It's really very simple. I try to make complex things, turn them around, make them simple. All of these things in business, don't try to grow your business by doing something complex. You'll never get there. So now you know who the core customer is, and you know what it is that you want to sell them that has some difference. That difference is important. Then the question is, how do you prove it to them? What do you say? How do you persuade them? Chances are, what the customer does today, they narrow it to about three businesses, three brands, or three companies by going online, and all three look good, and they all sound good, but in your what, you've identified this coolness or whatever is your difference, and the question is at that last moment, how do you know that they're really going to deliver what they promised you? I'll give you a quick incident. I was looking for a computer supply, someone to help me with my software, mm-hmm. and I interviewed three different people, and one guy, I kept asking the same question, how do I know, you know, on the weekend when I need you the most, when I got a presentation tomorrow and I can't use my computer, how do I know you're going to help me? And this guy, one guy out of the three, took a card out of his business card, wrote his home number and his cell number, and he said, call me any day of the week, Saturday, Sunday, weekends, any time, Christmas, whatever it is, I will make sure you get help. Maybe I don't do it. And he's got a system where he monitors the calls coming in. He knows what's going on in his business. He gave me the evidence, the proof, the permission to believe. How is, okay, you told me what you're going to do. What's the permission to believe you? And I have used his firm for many years. because he gave me that permission to believe.
Wow. Well, that is an uncommon advantage or an uncommon offering that he offers. We're talking to Robert Bloom, author of the book, The Inside Advantage. Robert, is there anything else as part of the Inside Advantage system to help?
There is indeed. It's a lot of, at no cost, at low cost, but mostly no cost things you can do. Look, if you have a pizza parlor and you serve pizzas that have four different kinds of imported cheese, you don't answer your telephone, Joe's Pizza, because there's no differentiation in that. You want to remind people that you've got this uncommon offer. Here's a little thing you can do. On that website, put first homepage, great pizza with four different kinds of imported cheese. And it's on the box, and it's on the bottom of his emails. People send out thousands of emails every week, many companies, and they just put their address on there. Why don't they identify what they do best? And I worked with a company in Michigan, and what they decided, they're a recruiting firm, they decided to do best is they give their they serve up measurably better employees, and they do some wonderful things. Everything that they do has attached to it something about measurably better employees. They do some cute things. They send people a ruler that's got measurably better employees. It doesn't cost them anything, but they remind them. It's sitting on that customer's desk. So what you want to do is do a lot of these things, how you answer the telephone, what's on your email, what's on your business card. Consistency about one idea that you really do, like the coolness, like the measurably better employees. Just say it over and over and over and over again. And then eventually, you know, you get to be Billy the Brain, and you say, I know who Billy the Brain is. And it's a cool name, and that's what I remember. That's what you want to have happen.
We've been talking to Robert Bloom, everybody, former CEO of U.S. CEO of Publicis, author of the book, The Inside Advantage. Robert, what do you want readers to take away from reading The Inside Advantage?
I want them to take away that growth is possible, that you can't delegate growth. You have to be responsible. If you're the business leader, if you're an entrepreneur, you're the sole proprietor, you're a partner, or you run a big business, that's your first job. You've got to be able to grow that business, and it's doable if you just don't make it complex. Keep it simple, and do these things that are in the Inside Advantage. Just follow them. They're only four steps. Just follow them carefully. You can grow your business. And the final thing I would say, Billy, is you got to be different in this day and time. It just got to, you got to have a point of difference. Not a fake one, not a phony one, a real one, but make it stronger and bigger and better.
Wow. Robert, if people like the sound of your voice, they like what you're hearing, they want to learn more about you or about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
To my site. It's www.insideadvantage, not the Inside Advantage, www.insideadvantage, one word, .org, O-R-G, not .com. So www.insideadvantage.org. You go on my site. You will see everything about what you need to do. You'll see here people talk to me and how I talk. You'll see Billy the Brain on there because I appreciate that opportunity and other things like Bloomberg and so forth.
Oh, Robert, it's been great. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.